The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Last year alone, Adult Protective Services investigated more than 17,000 reports of adult abuse, neglect, or exploitation, with about 1,800 of them perpetrated by family members. Paige McCleary with the Department of Aging and Rehabilitative Services says this affects the entire state, from families and courts to the financial system, and some who can't take care of themselves have no one to turn to.
Family members are not suitable because they were the perpetrator, so we certainly don't want those individuals being guardians.
In some cases, courts appoint guardians, but there's a long waiting list because there's a shortage of them.
A local Department of Social Services staff are being appointed guardians for their own clients. This is not what they want to do. They are walking into court for one reason or another, and the judge is saying, you look good. I know you're a good person because you're an APS worker, so you're going to be guardian.
Some victims aren't able to support themselves and must rely on state assistance. Incidents of abuse also include young adults facing similar circumstances, and both age groups must rely on the same cash-strapped resources. Healthcare workers and others also need more training to detect signs of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.